Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you scale your business with digital products step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Eva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience and insights to help you to create the business you love, seeking the path of least resistance, simplicity, and taking messy action is what we're all about around here. I hope this podcast will inspire you to take that next step. Welcome back to yet another episode of the Savvy Offer Hub podcast. Today, I want to talk the investment to prepare for if you are considering creating your own online course. And one of the main reasons why I want to talk about this is because often, especially if you are in the beginning phases of your business or you are transitioning from done for you or maybe in-person business services to online business, it might feel like there will be a lot of expenses to prepare for. While in reality, especially when it comes to creating an online course, there are plenty of ways to do it in quite budget-friendly ways. So I want to talk about all the expenses to keep in mind and what that might look like for your budget. So before we go into details, there are several different considerations to keep in mind as you're clarifying that expense that you might expect. First of all, you want to consider whether or not you will be outsourcing any part of the course creation process. Are you going to be doing all of it yourself, or maybe there's a part of it like video editing or graphic design that you really would prefer to outsource? Obviously, this is something that can also come into picture later down the line. Maybe you do the first draft, like the first version yourself, and then as you start making money, you may want to invest back in the course to improve it, or maybe the setup, the marketing funnels, whatever that might be, right? However, if you already know right now that you will want to invest in some type of support, you will of course want to keep that in mind as well as we go into this whole budget planning process. Now, another consideration is whether your course is just a side thing. Is it something you just want to try out and like see if it's gonna work for you? You already have other offers, other business setups, and you kind of just want to venture into that course creation journey and, you know, just see what might work and how that would resonate with your audience. Or maybe creating a course, creating a program, maybe there's a group coaching program in your mind or a membership or anything else. Maybe you're going into it with a focus on having that done as one of your key offers. If this is gonna be like your base business module, having that course, or not even this one course per se, but in general, just having the courses, in that case, it might require a bit more of that upfront investment, as you may want to consider some more high-end platforms, some more high-end support, and in general, the whole process can take a bit more time and investment. So that is something to keep in mind, but I definitely want to tell you that no matter what is your vision, like maybe right now it's hard to say what's going to happen with your course, right? Maybe you're starting it out as an experiment and then later down the line it's going to become, you know, a big part of your business. It's perfectly fine to start smaller, you know, start with what you have and then just grow it from there, right? You don't have to overwhelm yourself with this investment or like having that huge vision if you don't really feel like that's where you are at. And the last question we definitely want to consider is whether or not you may have any specific requirements for the platforms or for the setups. If you already have a specific vision for your offer, for example, maybe you definitely need a community space or you want to have a space where you can do live sessions, like you might not want to do them on Zoom, you want to have a community, you want to have a space where your course is going to be there, your community is going to be there, and you can do these live sessions as well. If this is your vision, if that's what you want to go for, that also might require higher investment because obviously if you have these specific requirements, there will be platforms that will support them, but they might be more costly. And this will not always be the case, but if you do have a specific vision for the setup, for the product, for the user experience, Just keep that in mind as you're going into the budgeting. Now, let me walk you through the key expenses when it comes to creating online courses. Expense number one, and in most cases, the biggest expense will be the platform. When it comes to selling online courses, you want to have a platform where you can upload your product, you can upload all the videos and all the details, and your students can easily purchase it, right? So there are plenty of different platforms, and if you're currently considering which platform to go for, you can definitely check out my free course platform guide. You will find it linked in the description as well. There are plenty of different platforms, plenty of different levels of platforms. Some are very simple and very straightforward. Others are more complex and more in-depth. For example, all-in-one platforms, they will support not only setting up and selling products, but they will also support most of your other business needs. For example, Kajabi is all-in-one platform, and on Kajabi, you can build your website, you can set up and sell your products, you will have the whole user experience set up there, along with things like emails, any automations, and so on. So again, we're circling back to what is your starting point and what is your vision. Do you want to go for the simplest platform just to start in the fastest way possible, which is perfectly fine, I'm all for that. Or you do want to have a platform that will support your long-term vision, and potentially you already have other products in mind, you have other things you want to set up there, and you may want to be considering a specific platform for that. So let's talk about some investments. There are free-to-use platforms, and my number one suggestion is Payhip. Payhip is forever free. You're getting unlimited everything. I think so. I think there's like unlimited courses, unlimited students. You can get unlimited everything, and the only thing you're paying is a 5% transaction fee, which, by the way, it can feel high. The transaction fee is paid only when somebody buys from you, so they automatically take those 5% from that purchase. It might feel high in some cases, but there are some platforms where you pay for the platform and they still take that 5% fee, right? So on Payhip, you don't have to pay for the platform, and there's that 5% fee to kind of cover that. And this is the perfect solution for getting started, because honestly, on Payhip, you're getting everything you need. Like, all of your core needs will be covered. You can set up and sell various different products. It's quite easy and straightforward to get started with. I personally absolutely love the platform, and it gives you that freedom to set up and start selling without the overwhelm of that investment, right? Because some platforms really can get pricey, and if you are in no rush to maybe get that product out there like right now, you will end up like spending a lot of money up front before you even get to the selling part. I also have to mention that on Payhip, they don't have built-in video hosting. So they actually do have it, but they don't have it within their plans. You have to pay for it additionally. This means that if you want your videos to be hosted directly on the platform, like you want to be on the platform, upload it, and not worry about your videos being somewhere else first, like YouTube, Vimeo, or anywhere else, then you will have to pay $5 per month for video hosting for up to 16 hours. I have to say that $5 per month for video hosting is one of the lowest prices for video hosting you will find, and it's perfectly reasonable. In most cases, 16 hours will give you enough space for like at least several courses, and most creators never really get to that point of having all those 16 hours created, right? So $5 per month is what you have to consider if you want to go for Payhip. Now, besides Payhip, we do have plenty of other ones that have monthly fee. We have platforms like Thinkific and Teachable. These days, just recently as I'm recording this, Teachable have increased their prices again. And honestly, I haven't even checked out what is their current price. I used to love Teachable as a platform, but over time, I really just kind of gave up because they just kept increasing their pricing, and the offer that they have is not really keeping up with that price point. So instead, I would consider Thinkific, especially if you want easy to use solution, but you also need a nice community space. Thinkific will be the perfect combo. And Thinkific plan starts at $36 monthly, if you're paying for the year upfront. So you have to pay annually for it to be a better deal, which again is a regular practice. But if you want to pay month to month, I believe their lowest priced plan currently is $49. Okay, I was not supposed to compare the platforms in this specific episode, but you can definitely check out my platform guide for all of this information. Now, along with that, we have all-in-one platforms, and all-in-one platforms usually will be more costly. For example, the same Kajabi, you're getting it from $119 per month if you pay annually, so you have to pay upfront for the whole year. Currently, they also have Kickstarter plan, which they introduced just recently, and it's starting from $89 per month. So it's like a bit more budget friendly, but you're not getting all of the features. So at the end of the day, you will be looking at that higher investment. And I think Kajabi costs $149 per month if you are paying monthly, minus the Kickstarter plan, that is $89. So just to wrap up this specific platform question, as you already heard, there are plenty of different variations, and you can start for free on PayHip. You will pay only 5% transaction fee and $5 for video hosting. That is the lowest cost you can find. There are other free platforms like system.io, which you can also check out, but they do have several more limitations than PayHip. Okay, the next investment that we're considering is design. So you will want to design your slides, you will want to design workbooks, or maybe there are some templates or any other related elements that you may want to add in as well. However, when it comes to design, honestly, you don't really have to invest in it at all unless you specifically prefer. So I would use Canva to design anything you need. I would use free Google Docs to design worksheets because I always prefer functional worksheets. So I will always go for Google Docs versus Canva. As Google Docs, anyone can write in them, anyone can choose to print them if they want to, and they're not going to be as design heavy as Canva worksheets. And for you to create a worksheet on Canva, you have to really go through several different steps for it to be actually functional. So for somebody to actually be able to write in it without specifically printing it, right? Now, when it comes to design, so we have free Canva, we have free stock photo websites if you need any stock photos. And there are several different platforms where you can find graphics, including free graphics like flaticon.com. If you need any icons, if you need, you know, anything at all for your specifically designed part, you can check it out, even though you will find most of these things on Canva as well. So overall, designing part will be free unless you actually want to invest in hiring somebody for designing part, right? And if you want to learn more about specifically how to design your own content, how to go through the whole experience of Canva designing, creating the worksheet, and making sure that everything is actually looking professional, even if you don't have much of experience, make sure to join us inside your Course Creation membership, where you will find plenty of different guides and resources that will help you to do just that. You will learn exactly how to create your course from the very first steps to actually having everything set up and good to go. Now, talking about potential investments when it comes to design, so you can invest in Canva Pro. I've been on Canva for like 10 years and I've never felt the need for the Pro account. But if that is something you need, you can definitely invest in that. I'm unsure how much it costs right now, but it shouldn't be more than $20 per month. Additional to that, you can definitely start with a template. So you may want to invest in a template, either it's for your slides, for your workbooks, maybe for your sales page. In which case, you can check out platform like Creative Market and you will find plenty of different templates at many different price points. On average, price for a slide template will be from like $49 to $79. So if you do want to invest in a template, you can do that, but you can also find free templates on Canva to start with, so it's not really a must to do that. And the last but not least that we're going to be talking about today is video recording tools, video editing tools, and in general tools related to getting videos out there. So first of all, yes, you may want to consider having a good microphone. So that is like one of the key things I would definitely have before you make your course happen. And I have to say that your microphone doesn't have to be excellent quality. It just has to be there. And most microphones that will do the job will cost between $50 and $100. You can definitely find great microphone for like $50. So just do the research, you know, check out the feedback, see what others are saying, and you will find that perfect fit for rather budget-friendly price. Now, when it comes to any other tech investment, unless you're doing talking head videos, so unless you're going to be sitting in front of camera yourself talking without the slides, you don't really need any other investments. If you want to do the small talking head video where you're going to be visible along with the slide, you can do that with your laptop, with your camera, whatever you already have going on. You don't need to buy anything else for this, okay? This is one of those things that many creators often procrastinate on because they feel like they always have to just buy more, and maybe they don't have that investment right now. So it's easy to like postpone it for the next time, right? But in reality, you really can just work with whatever you already have. Now, talking about the tools, so how to actually specifically for talking about screen recording, there are several screen recording tools you can consider, and they will range, most of them will cost like around $20 per month. Now, the good thing is that if you're doing your course and this is the only time when you need to record that content, you just need to pay for 1 month, right? You don't need to continue paying for that tool forever. However, if you are generating content and if you need more of that content creation experience, you may want to consider that as ongoing expense. But again, it's just totally up to you. So we have some free variations. For example, Canva and Zoom. On both Canva and Zoom, you can record the presentation with the talking head and you don't need to invest in it at all. However, my personal favorites are Loom and Descript. Descript is great for both recording and editing the video. So after you have recorded your screen, you can easily edit it by editing the text. So you don't have to actually edit the video, you just edit the transcript, which will be automatically generated. I personally love Descript. It's so easy to like create and edit all the content, whether it's audio or it's video, slide recordings, whatever that might be. So I would definitely suggest you to consider that. The lowest plan for sure is below $20 and it will cover all of your needs. Besides that, yeah, we also have Loom, which also has a plan below $20 per month, and it's specifically for screen recording. Loom also has some features where you can easily edit your videos. It will not have the same text-based editing as Descript, but you can like easily cut the video material, and you know, if there's any pauses you want to cut out or anything alike, you can easily do that with Loom directly after recording the video. So when it comes to video recording, the main expense will be having a microphone, which might range from $50 to $100. And the other expense is the tool for recording and editing your videos. And by the way, when it comes to editing, there is a free editing tool you can use as well. It's called Clipchamp. Clipchamp is completely free. It's Microsoft created video editing tool. You can use it for free, great quality, without any watermarks. And if you're recording your videos, for example, on Canva, and then you find the need to edit them as well, you can do that on Clipchamp. So you don't need to invest anything, but if you do prefer to use platforms like Loom or Descript, you will be investing around $20 per month, at least for the time being while you're actually recording. So how much does it cost to create an online course? It really depends on your own preference at the end of the day. You absolutely can create and start selling your course for free. If that's the way you want to go, you'll be looking at using Payhip for your platform. Then you can design everything for free with Canva and Google Documents and record with Canva itself. And if you do need any video editing, you can do that with Clipchamp. In this scenario, the only expense will be having a microphone. If you don't have a microphone just yet, you will have to first invest in that, but that really will be the only expense. Everything else is really optional. If you want to change the platform, if you want to upgrade the platform, you can do that. If you want to buy any templates, if you want to invest in any other tools, you can do all of that. So honestly, this is the baseline. You can create an online course for free. And by the way, creating a course for free will not make it any worse or will not like make it less of a course, less of a great material than if you would actually invest in the process. Honestly, at the end of the day, when you create a course, it doesn't really matter whether or not you have invested in the process of actually getting it out there, because it's the core content and the material that you are creating that will matter the most. Now, that'll be it for this episode. If you do have any questions or comments, you can always reach out to me on Instagram @CourseCreationLab, and I'll see you in the next episode.